Welcome back to the Herman Cain Show. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, rapid fire, 877-310-2100. And now, News Nugget highlights. News Nugget. War of words. Steve Bannon says he remains committed to Trump's agenda.
Don't worry, there will be no daylight between the agenda, Donald Trump, and the folks at Breitbart, and the show and the website.
The President of the United States, the President of the United States is a great man. You know, I support him day in and day out.
Now, that contradicts all of the hype you hear in the liberal media. And it also contradicts that whole new book being put out by some guy named Wolf. Sounds to me like the book is a tabloid trash. I don't know. And I've heard many people give interviews saying that this author, Wolf, is not very credible. And now Steve Bannon is saying he hails the Trump's agenda. What are you going to believe? I'm not going to believe the trash. Sarah Sanders says most people are more interested in learning about the issues the White House is tackling.
I don't think they really care about some trash that an author that no one had ever heard of until today or a fired employee wants to peddle.
I think that sort of settles it, folks. Says it all. But we know that a lot of people are going to want to believe the trash. We can't change that. I'm not going to believe it. News Nugget. Bowl Championship Series. The big football game, folks, is coming to Atlanta. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you know about it. Oh, yeah, I'm a big Bulldogs fan. I'm wearing red today, and I'm going to be cheering on Monday. A lot of people concerned about security, naturally. But the Atlanta Police Chief, Erica Shields, says her officers will be prepared for protesters at the game.
And so what we do is we set up various staging areas, so ideally so that they can have their chance to protest, be in proximity to where the president will drive so that he can or cannot choose to see them.
The president of the United States is going to be here. You're going to have nearly 100,000 people that are going to be here. And yes, people are going to want to protest. And what she's saying is, go ahead, protest all you want, but you're not going to stop anything. And if you get lucky, you might find a camera that's friendly to your nonsense. The big game is coming on Monday, folks, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the big BCS championship. News Nugget. DACA. 800,000 dreamers, as they call them, are concerned about what the Democrats are going to do. The president gave them a six-month timeline. And it appears as if the Democrats can't get it together. Why? They're still trying to extract blood money from the administration and the Republicans. But it ain't working too well. Coming up rapid fire on the Herman Cain Show.